Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed full of interesting people and interesting topics, and we have folk that will come through the studio or Zoom to say, answer that proverbial question, how did I get here? So, we've got a show that is just packed full of good things and good information. And I'm fumbling because I'm so excited. It's been so long, man. I've been on kind of a hiatus. Yeah. KJ's nodding his head. And we've got my superstar co-host, KJ Powell. KJ, thank you, man. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
I know, right? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you as well. You know, because of our quasi-hiatus, we've done a lot of really good principles. And I just kind of want to hit on a couple of the principles that we did earlier in the month and then just kind of segue into what we are going to talk about today. A couple of the things that I kind of liked, you know, prior to everything happening was, what do you have to give? And it was a question that I found myself asking, you know, what do I have to give to my purpose, to life, to other people? But what I discovered, KJ, was the foundation of giving is really discipline. It's creating, it's becoming, and it's being. And that being is all of these characteristics that require you to give something. If it's your time, if it's your talent, it's something that you're giving, not just to the world, but to the nation that you serve. And these are legalese terms that I like to use when we're talking about being a citizen of God's kingdom now and in the world to come. So these are kingdom principles that we discuss here and we live out. The second thing I want to recap is asking before you leap. That one right there kind of took me aback because the foundation for that one is respect. And it's respect for God's purpose, for, you know, having other people to respect you, but it's respecting that purpose. Having other folks to respect you, now that's important. However, it doesn't take the precedence of respecting God's purpose for your life. And you want to respect the things of God as well. And of course, the people of God. I don't want to downplay that, but I do want for the forefront of that particular principle to be is you really want to respect what God has already purposed for you to do. And then, of course, checking your emotions. Ah, that was a good one, right? That one, we moved into a new dimension, which requires more than just emotions, you know? And I caution people to kind of be careful of being emotionally volatile. You know, it's not doctrinally sound kingdom principles. I had to use that particular one when I noticed myself saying, I don't feel like. And when you're looking at the word of God and when you really are trying to operate in the things of God, you just gonna have to put emotions out of the forefront there. And then, of course, what we're talking about today is trusting God's plan for achievable success. In this one, now, yet again, it caused me to kind of think, because when you think about God's success for you, I wrote a couple of things down here. I remember reading, and I think it's Proverbs 19:21 that says, many are the plans of a man's heart, but it's God's purpose that'll be established. When you are thinking about, you know, entering the realm of, okay, God, what's your, I say thinking about, because oftentimes it takes us a while to do it. But what is, you're asking God, that question, what is it? What's my purpose for being here? Be careful in getting caught up in just having success. Let me tell you what I mean. Success is just not money. I used to think that it's money, you know, lots of it, and you're doing this and the ability to do that. Success truly is being and doing exactly what God has purposed for you to do in the time that you have to do it. It doesn't, you know, it's not predicated on the MD behind my name or what I'm driving or where I'm living or what I have tangible. It is at the end of this life, what will he say to me? You're successful in everything, but what I purposed you for? Ouch. I don't know about you, but I'm not that bold and bad to even try to do something like that. So I would caution, I would challenge, I would kind of ask that you adhere to getting in line with him, knowing exactly why you were created, and then getting busy doing it. Make your preparation, make your plans. But I tell oftentimes, I tell people when they ask me, you know, how do you know what my purpose is? So how will I know what my purpose is? I can't tell you. I really cannot. Only he can. And it comes with relationship. You won't find it on Sunday morning. You won't find it on Saturday evening, but you will find it with a daily walk with him. Just get into what you're supposed to be doing. Write the vision down. Habakkuk, I think that's what Habakkuk 2 and 24 tells us to write it down. And anyone who comes behind you can read it and can run with it. Yeah? So, yet again, be caution, you know, cautious when it comes to your plans. Just make certain that it's his purpose, all right, that you're walking in. And that's the principle for today. And KJ, what do you think, man? How can you applying God's achievable success to your life? What's the instance that you can say, you know what, you're absolutely right, or nah, you know, we can agree to disagree, but how do you apply that so that other people can know that, you know, it's not predicated on the amount of money that I make or people knowing my name? That's good, but it really is being where you're supposed to be.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, I guess. for me, it's literally dying to myself, you know? I have back my own personal dreams, my own personal ambitions, but you have to ask yourself, okay, I want this. God wants this, you know? Okay. You're going to have to make a sacrifice. What's really important for you, you know? And if you really do love God and love his ways, then you would be able to sacrifice your own desires to go after him. And maybe along the way, he'll reward you with things that were on your heart that you've wanted since you were a little kid. I think I had a conversation with you one day, and we were talking about having God's will be done.
I remember that.
Because when we say that when we wake up in the morning, we open the gates of heaven to be interactive in our own personal life on earth. We give him the authority to control all aspects of our life. So we just got to sit back. Sit back and just let Jesus take the wheel in that instance. I set myself up for it. You really did.
Guys, that's an inside joke that we kind of use with one another when we're trying to intertwine all things kingdom, all things principle to what religion will kind of have you do. And you want to be careful with that. You know, my background on that, I'm not going to get into it today, but I will say my choosing to do what Matthew 6 and 33 tells us doesn't mean that, you know, every day is going to be sunny for me. Doesn't mean that, you know, everything is going to go well. But it means for us, honestly, as people who really do seek God's kingdom first and then allow him to add everything else, it kind of solidifies that you're not in this thing by yourself. Yeah. You really are not, you know?
Yeah. And one thing I want to add on to success, really success, and also God's success as well, Devon Franklin said it in his book, one of his books, saying that you have to carry the crown before you wear the crown. And it goes into one of the most righteous people in the world are the people who serve, servants, or be able to lay down their own desires to help people, other people get where they want to be. Soon they will be rewarded later on in life. So I thought that is a very key part in terms of success.
I like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love him. I really do. And everything that he's doing for, you know, God's kingdom and what he's doing for people who may not have the same faith as him, but he truly pours out, you know, and he gives, and he does have a servant heart. We talked on the show about the spirit of leadership, and there is a difference, you know. There's nothing wrong with having a leadership spirit, but when you have that spirit, the spirit of leadership, it wipes out everything. It does. Wipes out everything that you knew was, I guess, connected to having the leadership spirit. The spirit of leadership, it just transcends everything for you. Everything spiritual. It lines up first in the spiritual, and then it happens in the natural. So, yeah, absolutely. He's one of those guys that I really kind of akin to something like that, having the spirit of leadership. That's why I mentioned him like that.
Spirit of leadership. That's what we all strive. Spirit of leadership.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I don't think I mentioned our guest, and I know it's way too soon to talk about it, but I do want to mention that we've got a guest that's coming up at the bottom of the hour that I'm on pins and needles because I love her so much. I do. I loved her when she was a little bitty person, and now she's this phenomenal what she does, continent crossing megastar that, as big as she is, she's rooted and grounded in kingdom principles. She's rooted and grounded in faith, and she operates with the spirit of truth and love. And of course, is none other than our lady, our baby, the Trinity. But again, she's coming up at the bottom of the hour, and I'm looking forward to. I know, right? I know, sitting down and talking with her. But now let's get back to the show. So we apply those principles, and we do. And I like the way you mentioned that we really do apply these principles to our daily living every day. I say to my daughter, who's, you know, kind of back and forth, you know, in Atlanta doing things over there, and she's doing remarkably well with the home care agencies, and I'm so, so proud of her. I say that it's, what was I saying on there? I'm so sorry. I was saying something about making certain that you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing. I want to say that so that you will always stay focused no matter what. You know, the last few weeks have been kind of devastating in our family, but we're living through it. We're not getting through it. You know, the loss of my beloved special son, Harvey. And even in that, it allows us, in his passing, it kind of pushes you to where you're supposed to be so that you can kind of really number your days and not waste any time. That's where I was going. Just make sure for all of the people that are listening and that are watching, please don't waste another day. Please don't waste another day of your life worrying about something that it's not worth it. Sorry about that. Someone was calling in. I swear to you, I thought I had stopped that. But anyway, KJ, carry on.
For anybody who's listening right now, they want to call in and remain interactive with us. You can call at the number 1-323-203-0815. That is 323-203-0815. So if you guys want to remain interactive with us, the line's open. And if you have any questions, concerns, how do you achieve success and still live in the kingdom? We'll answer for you.
That's good. I like that. Like the way you phrased that.
uh, So going on the trending topics, we have missed a lot. We've missed about 2 weeks now. So there has been a lot happening. We've got a new president elect, Joe Biden. He won the Electoral College in that tight race.
Yeah.
So January 21st, that's the inauguration, and that's when we'll have a new president. What are your thoughts about that, Dr. T?
You know, I'm please hear me, okay?
I'm listening.
I know you are. I am grateful that we live in a land that we can, you know, go show up at the polls and truly put our work and vote. I am grateful for the people that have come before me that I will never meet in this lifetime or any lifetime, who I don't know what it feels like to have dogs sicked on you. I don't know what it feels like to have water hose on you. And all you're wanting to do is vote or register to vote. I will say this, with the incoming Biden elect, I'm grateful that he is coming, and I know it's going to be, you know, a little while for him to kind of get it all back to where it was pre-COVID, pre this administration. I will say this, with the Trump administration, I've literally been able to see a lot of growth in our businesses. And I know people are probably going to stone me for that, but Republicans really do believe in the people governing themselves instead of government governing the people. So I'm not torn. I think change is good, but I really do want to make certain that some of those tax incentives for small business owners, I really would like to see some of those things in play. I really would. I would like for them to, you know, kind of have that steady course. We're not asking for a handout, but we are asking that we do be able to write off some of those things that we can write off now. And some of those tax advantages, there are some loopholes, but some of the tax advantages that we get to enjoy, I pray that they're not, you know, taken back, or there's no executive order that's signed.
Economic growth.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I don't want to go 20
economic feet. Growth. Economic growth. That's what we're praying for, because we all want to be able to sustain ourselves during this time of COVID. Moving on to speaking of mandates, you know, COVID cases surges are rising, and we're entering Thanksgiving. If you want, one of the times a year where we're supposed to gather with our families, fly to, I don't know, North Dakota to go see a long-lost cousin, to spend time with them. But we have these COVID surges. So I know the CDC is recommending everybody to stay at home during this time to lower down the spread, you know? So we want to encourage that here as well, just to stay safe.
Please.
We understand that California has a new curfew that is 10 p.m.
10 p.m. Yeah, no.
5 a.m. Oh, no. Gotta go get my Chipotle. But moving on. But we want to make sure you guys are safe. And speaking of staying home, there was a lot of new Netflix shows to catch up on. One being Dashi and Lily. My friend Dante is in. Check it out on Netflix. There is the new season of The Crown. Check it out. That's one of my favorite shows to watch.
Is it really? Okay.
Really, really interesting. Really interesting to really learn about the royal family and what they experienced. The early 1900s and really interesting. But one celebrity I really want to mention is Chyna Ann McClain. All right.
Yes.
If you guys don't know who Chyna Ann McClain, she is she grew up in Hollywood, House of Pain. She was on Disney Channel. She's starring on Black Lightning. She posted a video about season 4 of Black Lightning, and it's being canceled. Now they're moving on. But one thing I really wanted to point out is the reason why she's leaving. All right. This is one of the quotes that she says. She says, God is moving in me in more than one way than just this show. It's bigger than this show. I'm doing God's work now, and I'm not doing anything else. So, wow. Yes, that is a powerful statement.
That is powerful.
So she's leaving behind more of the secular world, and now she has her own production company and wants to produce more. She wants to bring God back into it.
Oh, wow.
I'm paraphrasing. You guys can watch it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I thought that was extremely powerful, especially yes. with our topic for today about achieving success.
Absolutely.
That is an example of putting aside worldly success
mm-hmm.
and chasing after God.
Oh, man. Good for her.
One of the quotes she said was that, I don't care. I'm paraphrasing right now. I don't care if I'm living pennies on the dollar in Timbuktu, as long as I'm doing ministry for God.
Oh, come on.
Now for people who are trying to rationalize this, but like, I need money, I need X, right. Y, and Z to survive. Dr. Tan, you have a question to propose to you. How do you make that transition from world standards to God's standards?
That's a good one, KJ. And I swear to you, it is truly something that you will live out for the remainder of your days. Because I mentioned that for me, going from studying medicine, going into the hospitals and seeing people that were either, you know, suffering with cancer. I had a patient once where I was doing rounds and the oncologist, the cancer doctor, says to me, okay, Dr. Tanji, I want you to go in. I was going to have to tell this patient that she had 6 months to live. All right. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, my faith was just, that was a testing of faith that I had never known before at that moment, because I had gone through cancer myself, a malignancy in my thyroid. What if a doctor or a student doctor had come in to me to tell me that I had 6 months? So that was really hard for me, KJ. I won't even lie. I want to be sensible, if this makes sense, in the things of the laws here on the earth. You know, there's a law that says if you speed, you'll more than likely get a ticket. And if not a ticket, you'll hurt someone. There's a law that says if you jump up, you must come down. I think that's the law of gravity. There's physics that operate in the earth. But then there's this plane where faith, you know, has to be lived out. So how do you do it? You keep your focus. You become a slave to the word of God, if that makes any sense. God does supply every need. He does. I'm a living witness. I'm 6 years, you know, six times gone broke. I've been homeless, maybe two, three times, you know, repossessions. I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like when you can't pay your bills. God knows I really do. But I also know that God always provides. You know, I look at, when you're walking away from something that's bustling, you really are focusing in on Him. But even in that walking away, you really want to be sure, God, is this you telling me to walk away? Or is this me saying, I want to walk away and I'm just going to depend on you now? gets into faith. It gets into faith. You cannot, man, if I'm on the 23rd build story and I jump down, guess what's going to happen? If I jump out of a 23rd floor window, chances are I'll probably die. I'll jump down speaking in tongues, but guess what? That law says if you jump down from that altitude, you're going to die or break bones or something. So why even let your faith be, I guess, manipulate it like that, if that makes any sense. Okay. Yeah. In everything, acknowledge Him. Go to Him. Just make sure it's Him and not you. I look back over my life, KJ, and for those who are listening and watching, how hard did I make it? How hard did I really make it? Was it really God that said, be homeless, when God is a God of abundance? When God is, you know, you want to question those things. Yeah. So,
and that's human. You have to understand that. Like, that's
bingo.
Like, that's the part of like when you talk about your walk with God. The human aspect. He's like, oh yeah, I did X, Y, and Z. God brought me a new car, but you're not telling the entire story.
Come on, man. Come on.
On, I don't know, January 5th, 1987.
And that's
the purpose of the show, John. Trying to be transparent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, if we're not transparent, we can give you this butterfly cookie cutter image.
Come on,
without showing you like the work that And one thing you have to credit about China in her post saying that she's only doing God's work and nothing else, there was a lot of weight that comes to that. You know?
Absolutely.
You want to act like a snake, but the same people are going to treat you like that as well. So there's another standard. And that's the thing you have to congratulate her with, and anybody else who says, like, okay, yes. This is the standard I want to be in with God, and I'm going to follow it, you know?
Amen. So. Amen. You know, I'm going to segue just for a quick second. The young lady that played Chadwick Boseman's sister on Black Panther, I watched on BBC. She was on a channel on the BBC station, and she talked about her faith. And she talked about how she just wanted to give up and quit and stop, you know, and she couldn't connect the dots that what she was doing was truly giving God glory, you know, in the entertainment arena, because she knew what scripts and what shows, you know, she wanted to take or what have you. So even with God allowing you to, you know, rise to a pinnacle of success or what have you, worldly view, you're still, if you're rooted and grounded, you're going to be fine. You really are. Keep your focus. Make sure you got people around you that will still tell you, look, you know, that's not a good idea. Or watch that person, or watch your spending. You want to have people around you, man, that'll celebrate you when you're doing wonderful, and people that'll celebrate you or tell you, hey, get it together. You know better. That's not your character. So even in that, you just really want to make certain that when you're, like you said, if you're going to say I'm a saint, okay, yeah. that's a platform that, ouch.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch.
I don't want to
touch that one. Right. So anyway, my two cents, and that's all it is. But I do want to say, please remember that I'm back on the air on Talk to Tanji Facebook Live, and that's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where literally I just want to hear what you're doing. And if there's a way that I can assist, or the show can assist you, or just get your product or your idea out, that's what we're there for. And that's Mondays, every Monday now, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And although I don't have anything new uploaded to YouTube just yet, I do have past shows that I'd love for you to take a look at. And it's okay if you're critical, because I'm critical too. I look at the first show and up to now, and I cringe. I'm thinking, oh my God, what? Okay with that. I'm okay with that. A lot of growth to do, a lot of growing to do, but one day at a time, right?
Yeah, one day at a time.
One day at a time.
All right, guys. Now we have our guest joining us today. Everybody wants to give it up for this little fireball of energy.
I know, right?
You know, if you wanted the intro song real quick. Here she is, Trinity Stokes. From Pacey Undercover. Next to
this. Oh my God, that's my baby.
Incredible superstar.
Oh my God.
There it is.
All right. Man.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show, lady. The one and only, the Trinity. How are you, baby?
You know what? I am well, and I'm so glad to be with you guys here today. I'm really excited, and I just can't wait to get started.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. You know, I'm I look at everything that you've done, and I do want to ask that proverbial question, how did you get here? You know, from being a little person dreaming of the lights and doing it and having a mommy and a daddy that said, you know what, okay, you want to do it? We'll do it. And they used their faith with yours and had not only the faith in God, but had the faith of God and moved from one part of the country to another. And, you know, the ebbing and flowing, And now look at you. Wow. How did you get here, lady?
I think it was definitely a combination of faith and perseverance for my journey, which wouldn't be a journey without my parents. So I definitely can give so much of the credit to my parents and God, because if they didn't have the faith to, you know, push me when times got hard and, you know, to just continue to encourage me when I wanted to give up, then I wouldn't be here sitting with you on the Dr. Tanji Show.
Oh, don't you do that.
But I just think it's all about endurance, especially in my journey, because when times got hard, you know, within the first year of us being out in California, I didn't book much. And it was just like, okay, all right, were we really listening to God? Was this God, you know, where are you, God? You know, what is this big move that you had us to do? Where is the fruit of it? And at the, you know, the end of our official first year of being in California, I was tired. I know my parents were tired. And that was right when I went out on my audition for Casey Undercover.
And oh, come on.
It didn't feel like another audition like most auditions do. It felt different, and it felt like this was the one. And ironically enough, I found out that I booked Casey Undercover walking home with my dad from a broccoli commercial shoot that never ended up airing, and I had to eat like some weird broccoli dish. Surprisingly, I still remember that, but walking home with my dad, and my mom called. She called my dad, and they didn't tell me, of course, because I guess they wanted to get the, you know, official reaction at home.
For sure.
When my mom told me when I got home, I completely flipped out. I was like, yes, this is the moment. Oh, this is the moment that, you know, God put us here for. And it was just so relieving to just know that, okay, we were listening to God. Okay, he did have our back, you know, all along. So I feel like when you get to those moments, those tiresome, weary moments, the blessing at the end, it always is much, much more worth it.
Absolutely. You were literally 3 feet from gold, you know, and I don't like to deal in what ifs, but what if you had just said, you know what, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. It's that faith. You said it. It's your faith and that perseverance and the work that goes in, right? Because a lot of times, and quote me, you know, and stop me if I'm wrong here. A lot of times people think that I prayed about it, I fasted about it, and, you know, I'm just going to sit back and watch God. But no.
No, I think it's a combination of everything, but really, you know, the actions. Faith without works is dead.
You better believe it.
I mean, if you're just praying and fasting and not taking any steps of your own to try to reach your goal, it's sort of null and void. So during that waiting period when I wasn't really booking anything substantial or booking what I thought was what the move was worth for, you know, I was in acting camps for improv, and you know, I was still auditioning and getting in front of different casting directors in theater and commercials. So I just wasn't sitting at home doing nothing, just waiting. So I was out and, you know, practicing, and just the auditions, even that I didn't book, that was a way of sharpening my craft.
So absolutely.
Practicing being in front of casting directors and how to conduct myself when I'm in there and waiting rooms and things like that. So now looking back on it, everything was just a stepping stone and a big block. So I definitely think each role that I participated in, whether I booked it or not, leading up to Casey Undercover was really just a stepping stone.
Absolutely. Now, you, lady, uniquely you, tell me about that. How was that for you to speak to women, you know, they encourage women, you know, you think about that, right?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
That was an amazing, amazing experience. So last weekend, I believe I hosted Uniquely Used Summit for Girls, yeah, for the Love of Black Girls. This was not only their first time having the summit virtual, it was their first time having their summit hosted by a youth. So we did a lot of history in just 2 days. So yeah. I love that. You know, I love
uncharted waters.
But it was such an amazing experience. We had some really, really amazing speakers. We had some dads who were councilmen come on and just talk to some of our participants about the importance of dad love. I really enjoyed that segment because I'm a proud dad's girl. So hair and just loving yourself just the way that you are. It was a really amazing experience. And it was so much fun.
Even
it was virtual and you couldn't really feel the energy of the people. You could see the comments.
Right,
so
right.
It was still a lot of fun. But I really enjoyed that experience. And I got to connect with so many different people from so many different backgrounds. And we had 463 girls.
Oh, come on, Trinity. What?
our goal is our goal was 500. And we 463.
I love it.
Initially, like on a Thursday, it was 453, and then it jumped. So it was a crazy, crazy weekend. We
absolutely
did have, you know, a few moments where it was just so emotional and heart-tugging. So we love that. And I know a lot of our girls, we heard some feedback from, they were really able to get a lot of great things from the summit. I think it was really impactful.
Wonderful, baby. KJ, I'm so sorry. It's like when we get together, man, I feel like I'm talking not only my little big sister, my child.
It's a baby.
I know, right? I know, right? But I will ask you this. Ambassadorship in Kenya. Wow. Trinity, come on. I'm getting goosebumps here. You know, you think of the word ambassadorship. That's not a word that people just use lightly, and for you to literally hop a plane, go over and speak to 65 nationalities. Come on, man. Wow. What was that like?
It was an almost 2 week trip. So it was about 12 days. I wish I could have stayed longer because I know I'm a global ambassador for Read Across Africa. I'm their global literary ambassador. So what I do is I went to the ground, right, to get a scope of what everything is truly like. But so I'm raising funds for our library there, which is the first library in the neighborhood of Kisumu, which is a very fun word.
Wow, it is. Kisumu, I like.
But I'm a literary ambassador, so I'm just raising awareness for literacy and really the lack of it in Kenya, especially with women and girls. So many women and girls, especially in Africa, are really just told that all they're good for and all that they should do, the best way that they should spend their time, the only way that they're useful is at home. And at home, only cooking, only cleaning, and getting water. And, you know, if you think about the run of a day, you could think that, oh, you know, some women can go to work in the daytime and come home and do it at night. But the journeys to go get water are 8-12 hours going and coming.
Oh, come on.
And they have to do this every day. So this takes up so much of their time that they really don't have time to read, and they don't have time to do anything else. And, you know, when I was in Kenya, I got a chance to actually talk to some people and do some research of my own before I actually went to Kenya. And I noticed that when women actually go, they leave the home and they go into the workforce, they usually end up in informal labor. So they usually end up being paid to do things like cooking, cleaning, laundry work.
Okay.
Yeah. But they usually don't get paid any substantial amount that contributes a lot to the income of the household.
Okay.
So because they aren't paid a substantial amount, they still aren't seen as, you know, big contributors to the finance that's coming into the home. So because they spend much more time at work than men, They get paid substantially less. They still have to come home and fill their home duties. It's sort of, in their eyes, it can be seen as, you know, worthless to go out and work because, you know, it's not really worth it. So the whole idea of going to Kenya, the whole mission really is to encourage and empower people to just go out and read a book. Mm-hmm. It seems so simple coming from somewhere where we have access to books everywhere. People buy books and don't read books.
Right.
The whole thing is there aren't access to books in Kenya. There aren't libraries. They don't have Amazon. So it's not, you know, as easy access to books. And when I went to Kenya and I went and I visited the library, my book, Bold and Blessed, was actually the first book that so many people actually even owned. I remember.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There was a 16-year-old girl there and she was like, this is the first book that I've ever owned.
It
puts things in perspective.
Because
when you read a book, especially a book that has strong and bold characters, mm-hmm. you know, you're able to kind of just step out of where you are and just say, hey, there are other things out there for me. There are other places to go. Yeah. There are other career options. There are other things that I can do, especially as a woman. There are other, you know, ventures that you can do outside of the home where you will be valued. So. Right. Going to Kenya and thus coming back from Kenya, that has been mine and Read Across Africa's goal, which is to raise awareness for literacy and the lack thereof and to bring more books to Kenya.
Absolutely.
You know, destigmatize reading, destigmatize learning, and, mm-hmm. you know, destigmatize that girls, they shouldn't know how to read or, you know, reading and learning and going to school is a waste of their time. So I think that's really what the whole trip and me being the literary ambassador for Read Across Africa is all about, just raising some awareness.
I love it. What an assignment. Did you ever think your life's assignment would be this grand, right? You know, you were destined for greatness, but an entire nation, lady, I am so proud of you. You know that. You already know that. But I do want to shift gears just for a little bit because KJ mentioned in the trending topics that China Ann McClain is taking a different approach. She's leaving secular, right? And she's doing all things God. And we know how you are rooted and planted in your faith and your faith in him and of him. What's the difference with, because you won't take anything that's not glorifying him. That's just not what you do.
Right.
What would you say to something like this? Not about what she's doing, but leaving the secular realm and going into something where you're saying, this is my ministry, this is what I'm going to do, and then putting action to it and, you know, forming a production company or what have you. What's your take on that?
I think it's actually a really great and big step. You know, I think it's, you know, never too late for someone to change their ways. And I know that being quarantined has made a lot of people just sit back and sort of refocus and reset their priorities because a lot of people weren't able to go to set and a lot of people weren't able to work. A lot of people realize that God is the only source. So why not just spend all your time, you know, serving him? So, you know, creating wholesome content, that's, you know, it's not bad content, you know, it's great content to watch and it's family friendly and you're still able to pursue your career, which God, you know, put in your heart in the first place. So I definitely applaud China Ann McClain. I think this is a great move for her. I think it's just amazing that someone who is in the public eye, someone who so many people know, love, and admire, was able to publicly, you know, profess their new mission and their new goal. So I think it's such a courageous move. And if that's the right move for you, you know, I just say go for it.
I love it. I absolutely love that. Isn't she something? She's just wow, spectacular. That is what I call you. When I think about you, I think about all things, never giving up, never throwing in the towel, never quitting, you know, being honorable to mom and dad. And you just encompass all of that. And I'm just so proud of you, man. I really, really am. I
appreciate that so much coming from you. You know I love you. Very good.
I know. And we have our love fest, KJ. Please, ask your questions.
I can't get every question on the dot. I'll go ahead.
Oh, come on.
How can people help you with your mission on Kenya? Like, is there like a link, a website where they can send money to help the foundation that you're...
Yes. So everyone who is interested in donating to Read Across Africa can go to readacrossafrica.com and just explore the website, explore some testimonials that we've had from members of the library. And there is a donate tab on the website that you guys can go ahead and click.
I love it. So what is next for you, lady? I mean, you are a globe-trotting, continent-breaking barrier. You're doing it. You really are. And you're making it look easy. But if people really know the prayers that go into it and the studying and the sometimes, I think KJ said it best this earlier, dying to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, dying to those things that you want to do,
yes.
and doing those things that you know that's going to propel you to be that success that God would have you be. What's next for you, the Trinity?
Well, what's next is actually as recent as this Friday. So my new podcast, Time Out Trinity, is coming out this Friday. I'm super, super excited about it. It's going to be released on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Here's the trick, Time Out with Trinity, that I think makes this the most unique of one of all of my projects. It's so much fun. And I just thought, hey, everyone's quarantined. Everyone's at home. And teens need something to listen to, even adults too. Everyone needs something to listen to that's fun and funny, so that people won't just literally go crazy.
Right.
So Time Out with Trinity it's such a fun project for me to do. You know, the sneak peek actually is up now. So if you guys want to go to Spotify and Apple Podcast and subscribe so you guys don't miss a beat. It will be premiering every Friday. So guys, stay tuned. The first episode is about quarantine and Zoom school my embarrassing story. So just imagine, just think on it, and make sure that you guys tune in this Friday.
Oh my God. I am, again, man, you're doing it. Thank you for living out loud. And I really do mean this. Thank you for dreaming in color, man. Thank you for literally wiping your eyes and saying, you know what? I'm not quitting. I ain't going nowhere. There's nothing else for me back there. So I gotta forge ahead. You are the epitome of success because I honestly believe that you're doing exactly what he would have you do. And you're doing it with the glory of that weight of his glory. So for that, lady, my hat goes off to you. It does. You exemplify the principle. The principle here for the foundation of success is honestly, you can make as many, many plans as you want, but it truly is God's purpose that will prevail. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're doing that. So again, it's not predicated on your titles. It's not predicated on what you're driving or where you're living or any of that notoriety. I think one of the harshest things in life would be to get to the end of your life. And this is for anyone who's listening, anyone who's thinking, well, maybe, or, you know, straddling the fence, to get to the end of your life. And you're so successful and you're so well-known and people love you and there are adorations and adulations for you, only to discover that you were successful in the wrong thing. So thank you, lady, for taking the time. And you, KJ, you're in this industry too. You know, thank you guys truly for dying to yourselves, for living the life that he is proud of, and for if you fall off a horse or whatever, you get back up and you ride it again, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, guys, that's our show. I love you to the moon and the stars. I do. KJ say thank you for doing what you do. Thank you, Ronan, Sam at LA Talk Radio. And thank you, listeners, for showing up truly and taking copious notes. I hope you did. And remember, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're here at the Dr. Tanji Show. Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, we're on Talk to Tanji, and we're having fun. We're going to have fun. You matter. I love you. I really, really do. Have an amazing day. Until next time, and hey, don't eat too much turkey, man. You don't want to get tryptophan and go to sleep. And
oh, right.
But if you're serving, if you are serving others, thank you so very much. If you're being served, thank you for allowing people to serve you. And if you do not have a reason to be thankful this season. Guys, we celebrate Thanksgiving every single day. So if November 20, what's that, 6th is something that you don't want to celebrate, hey, just celebrate on the 27th or now. Until next time, bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only